Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me this morning is the president of the center, Brad Finstead.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today, it seemed like kind of a good time to maybe do a little legislative preview.
Well, on the eve of the next legislative session, I think we can expect politics. We have everybody and their brother and sister running for governor in this state right now. But right now, the legislative leaders, to a certain extent, some of the well-known names and players at the Capitol are all included in that group of folks running for governor. So we'll see politics. This is the second year of a biennium, which traditionally in this state has been held to bonding or appropriation bills, state infrastructure, colleges, universities, local units of government, kind of facility type projects. But with the economic downturn and some of the struggles that the state and nation face, I think we'll see quite a bit of focus on the budget with a short-term, long-term deficit. You know, in the state of Minnesota, we have to have a balanced checkbook. So that will be a big focus. So I say the three things will be politics, as usual, but governor politics. It will be the bonding bill, and then it will be cleaning up the budget mess.
This is traditionally the bonding cycle of the two-year biennium, and there are a number of key projects out there that communities are really going to be pushing for. In fact, I know there are serious dog and pony shows lined up at the legislature from a number of communities. It's going to be difficult because they're going to have to pick and choose what's going to fly and what's not.
You know, with the budget being as tight as it is in this state, there will be a lot of concern over the overall size and ability for the state to bond. So we'll, you know, I think the governor will be talking around $600 to $700 million, and we'll have the legislature probably wanting to spend more towards $1 billion. That's quite a bit of difference. And I think what we'll see at the end is hopefully a focused product. You know, in the past we've seen things that, you know, roads and bridges and wastewater infrastructure, some really important key things to rural Minnesota. You know, without roads, without bridges, without wastewater, you know, who are we? What are we? But unfortunately, in a bonding bill, politics enters in, and you see things like, you know, a ski jump in Bloomington included. And, you know, and maybe even something that's a little bit controversial, but funding for the Minnesota Zoo.
Yeah.
You know, in economically strapped times, there's always a debate around, well, do we just focus in on the priorities of, you know, water and trails and roads and infrastructure type things, or do we kind of, you know, put it towards that maybe into that category of nice to have, like a zoo? So it's a, you know, an ongoing debate of the priority. But I think that really how those things will fall out is within the context of what can we as a state really afford to borrow right now. And if that number comes in more at $700 million, then I think you're just going to see the bare bones, you know, let's fix the colleges and universities and whatnot.
And roads and bridges.
And roads and bridges, yep. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks, Brad, for dropping by today.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.